The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Halloween is this week, and so is Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. It's one of the most important and ancient Mexican traditions. WLRN's Alejandra Martinez tells us how she'll be celebrating this year in Fort Lauderdale.
When I was a little girl, my mom would tell me, "Nadie sabe lo que tiene hasta que lo ve perdido." You don't know what you have until it's gone. And she's right. This is my first year away from Texas, and during this time, Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead decor is everywhere across the Lone Star State. In mercados, en tiendas, in markets and stores, you see calaveras, sugar skulls, religious candles, and the famous pan de muerto, bread for the dead. I'm new to South Florida, so I decided I had to look for a Day of the Dead celebration early. This holiday is on November 1st and 2nd, and I started my search online 2 months ahead of time. I searched for Miami Day of the Dead, Miami Día de los Muertos, Coco in Florida, like the movie. And what would mostly come up were restaurants offering discounted margaritas. Until I found preparations for a Florida Day of the Dead celebration. And I was like, wow. An ofrenda workshop in Broward County.
But it could be anything. It could be anything like elaborate or very simple. A shoebox. Maria's making a fancy marionette one back there.
So I went to an art studio in Fort Lauderdale on a Friday afternoon. Instructors were teaching folks how to make ofrendas. Those are the artfully arranged gifts and mementos placed on altars as offerings to the deceased for Día de los Muertos, the Mexican Day of the Dead. But I can't help noticing, as I look around the room, the vast majority of faces are white, like Jim Hammett.
There's a universality in funeral ritual and death ritual.
I was right. Hammett is not Mexican. But he's leading the ofrenda workshop as well as the Day of the Dead festival, which he founded 9 years ago. When he started it, it was more about art, all the bright but macabre imagery, and then he saw how people reacted.
There was such a need for this in Fort Lauderdale and Broward County to find a way where different people can connect. We find community, we find family through this collective ritual of Day of the Dead.
Hammett's connection to Day of the Dead started when he was a little boy in upstate New York. He would watch his Roman Catholic grandmother observe All Saints Day and All Souls Day.
So my grandmother would actually bake cookies and light candles to those people who have died. She was creating a memorial altar that she knew was important on this sacred day.
Just like Día de los Muertos, All Saints and All Souls are also November 1st and 2nd. And they are both Catholic holidays, sort of. Day of the Dead is a mix of Catholic and indigenous Mexican traditions. Sometimes you see images of elegantly dressed dancing skeletons.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye, remember me. Don't let it make
like the ones in last year's popular film, Coco.
I hold you in my heart, I sing a secret song to you. Each night we are apart, remember me, though I have to travel far.
In Mexico, families gather in cemeteries awash in rich orange marigolds called cempasúchiles. They commune with dead loved ones and bring them their favorite foods and drinks. The ofrenda altars are also a key custom, as they are in Fort Lauderdale's version.
It's okay. Maybe you just want to make a flower. Maybe you want to make a traditional.
Carol Shane is not Mexican either. She's from Michigan and has been an avid puppet master for years. At the workshop in Fort Lauderdale, she's making an ofrenda to honor and express her love for famous dead puppeteers.
Like Bert Hillstrom, you may not know his name, but he's responsible for Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, which was on TV in the 50s. So we're kind of honoring them.
Those puppets also become large floats in Fort Lauderdale's Day of the Dead parade. mariachi bands perform, and so do Aztec and Mexican folkloric dancers. Like this group from last year's festival. And if Jim Hammond had any doubts he was keeping this Day of the Dead authentic, they were erased a couple years ago when an elderly Mexican woman thanked him.
Completely in Spanish. And she grabbed my shirt and my arm, and she had tears in her eyes. And I didn't understand a word of what she said, except for maybe family.
That abuela is not the only Mexican giving Hammond a thumbs up. Susana Cacique Coleman is a Mexican-American who grew up in Chicago, where there's a huge Mexican population, and Day of the Dead is celebrated seriously. She says Fort Lauderdale's event gives her a chance to carry the tradition forward.
This has been able to bring it to my kids. I really think that if I didn't have this, then they would have like little to no exposure of what I had as I did as growing up.
Yo pienso que es muy importante que los extranjeros.
Norma Cetina came to Fort Lauderdale from Villahermosa, Mexico, 30 years ago. She says it's important that non-Mexicans in the U.S. learn Mexican traditions.
A lot of people equated Day of the Dead with Halloween.
This is Shane, the puppet master again.
And now they're learning, no, that's two entirely different things. So a lot of people have been educated and learned about Day of the Dead and what it actually means.
Shane is excited to complete her puppet ofrenda, and I'm excited to complete mine. I'll be honoring my grandfather, Nana, and great-grandmother, and I'm thankful to have a place in Florida to honor my loved ones on this sacred day. It'll be decorated with my grandpa's favorite chocolates, tons of marigolds, and café with tons of sugar, just like my great-grandmother liked it. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Miami. Until you're in my arms again, remember me.
The Florida Day of the Dead celebration starts this Friday at 4 p.m. in downtown Fort Lauderdale. You can find out more at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.